Good evening, Wisconsin. Good evening, Waukesha. Hello, I am Mark Thompson, attorney Mark Thompson. Welcome to the Paul Revere Show. I'm here with my producer, Evan Preston. We have a real special couple of guests for you tonight. We are here every Monday night, 5:40 a.m., 101 or 92.7 FM. At the Shaw, Devil's Radio at the Shaw. So I just like to remind folks why the Paul Revere Show. Well, Henry Wadsworth Longfellow wrote Paul Revere's Ride. It was published in January 1861 issue of the Atlantic. It appeared on newsstands on December 20th of 1861. It was read as a rallying cry for the Union. It is a poem about waking the sleeping and waking the dead. It is a rousing call to action, in quotes. In the hour of darkness and peril and need, the people will awaken and listen to hear the hurrying hoofbeats of that steed and the midnight message of Paul Revere. Well, tonight we are here at virtually at the end of Black History Month. And I am privileged and honored to have the acting mayor of Milwaukee, Cavalier Johnson, with us. Welcome, Mayor. How are you?
I am doing quite all right, Mark. Thank you for having me here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. And I just got to be upfront disclosure, folks. I am a big supporter of Mayor Johnson. I'm endorsing Mayor Johnson in the April election. And I said, we are really honored to have Mayor Johnson with us tonight at the end of Black History Month, because this is going to be a historic election for Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin to have the first elected African-American mayor of our great city of Milwaukee. So, Mayor, just for the listeners out there, for folks who may not live in the city, for folks who might not know you, how about a little bit of your bio? Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure, and thanks for having the opportunity to do that. So, as you said, my name is Cavalier Johnson, and I'm currently serving as mayor of our city. And I was born and raised here in Milwaukee. I grew up here. I went to Milwaukee Public Schools from kindergarten all the way up to high school, K to 12. We didn't have a lot when I was growing up, so we moved around a ton when I was a kid. In fact, I went to six different MPS schools from the far northwest side of the city all the way to the south side of the city. Six different elementary schools. Finally got to stay in one school when I got to middle school, and then for high school as well. Ultimately graduated from high school at Bayview High School on the south side of the city. When I was growing older as a teenager, I had the opportunity to get recruited into a pre-college program for low-income kids in Milwaukee Public Schools. And that program, which was run by the YMCA of Metropolitan Milwaukee back in those days, really set me on the trajectory that I have been on for my life the past 20 years or so. The goal was to get kids from low-income families and low-income neighborhoods and MPS off to college, and I did that, went to the UW-Madison. But the other part of that program was to get those same kids involved in service and giving back. And I really fell in love with the service aspect, and I knew that, you know, for me, I could go into government service and wake up every single day helping people in Milwaukee. And I fell in love with doing that. And so my first spring break in college was not to a beach in Florida. It was to New Orleans after Hurricane Katrina to help folks on the Gulf Coast. I spent time in South America, in Chile, in Valparaiso, helping to refurbish a school for poor kids there. Went to work for the YMCA for some time in New York City. Went to London to work with at-risk young people, then came back to Milwaukee and worked with young people trying to get their first summer job and seniors, older folks in our community trying to retool their resumes to get back into the workforce, hopefully for the last time, and just stayed involved in service and giving back. Ultimately had the opportunity to run for common council in 2016, won that election after having lost two for county board supervisor in years prior when I first got to college. But won that election in 2016, and then won an election in 2020 as well, became city council president in 2020. And then upon the resignation of the former mayor, became the acting mayor of the city, the mayor of the city of Milwaukee currently. And I'm married. It'll be 6 years this year with my lovely wife, Dominique. And we have three children, a 11-year-old son who's in sixth grade, and twin daughters who are 3 years old.
Wow, that's an amazing story. Tell me, what got you into public service, right? Why commit to running for office, given all the heat folks take?
Yeah, as I mentioned a little bit in my bio there, that it was this program that got me involved in service as a kid. You know, helping to put on programs to make sure that kids who otherwise would get in trouble had a safe place to go at the YMCA. Working with some nonprofit organizations here, helping to provide services, feeding the homeless, or going to Easter Seals, or going to St. Ben's to serve meals to folks who are homeless here. I really fell in love with the service aspect. And, you know, 9/11 was a time that really set a number of people in our country on a trajectory for life. And when that happened, and I was a teenager, it was a seminal moment for me. And I knew that I had to pay attention to what was happening, not just here in Milwaukee, but around the state, around the country, and around the world. And so when I saw what was happening in New York, and when some of our elected leaders went there, President Bush, others, I said to myself, look, this is where I can marry my desire to serve that I fell in love with at the YMCA, marry that with government. And that's when a light bulb went off in my head at 14, and I just never looked back from there. So I know that, you know, people who are in office, sometimes, you know, you take a lot of heat, as you said. It's a lot of long hours, and, you know, sometimes you're working really hard and you can't get to the point where you're going to satisfy every single person. But I knew for me that this was the very best way for me to give back and to serve. And some of my mentors growing up, they always encourage you to do that. They say, find something that you're passionate about. Find something that you can find purpose in and chase that. Don't chase dollars, chase purpose. And that's exactly what I've done in my life. And that's why I'm here.
So let me ask you this, right? We have a big election coming up on April 5th. And one of the big issues for Milwaukee, for folks around the state, are state of our economy and economic development. What are your thoughts on and plans for economic development and creating a vibrant middle class in the city of Milwaukee?
I think creating a vibrant middle class for Milwaukee is one of the things that we so desperately need in our city. I mean, you think decades ago in Milwaukee, and we used to have the best quality of life for African Americans in the United States. Folks would flock here. They would migrate to Milwaukee. And when you look at Milwaukee today, we're number one on lists, but they're all the wrong lists for African Americans. So we desperately need to turn that around. And so I understand that work is not going to look like it did, you know, decades ago, where there's one manufacturer who's going to come in and drop, you know, 20,000 jobs at a family supporting wage, and it's going to make all the difference in the world. That's unlikely to happen. And so we need to find ways to have entry points for for people to participate in our economy at family supporting wages. And so that's what my plan is, or a significant part of my plan is to work to bring that about, to work to make sure that every individual in our community has the opportunity to get access to a family supporting job with a decent wage. So you're not working two or three jobs just in order to make ends meet. I was actually having this conversation with my wife just last night, as a matter of fact, about how in my own lifetime, in my own experience, I can see the change. I talked about not having a lot growing up, but I see the stability in my own kids because they do. And it makes a world of a difference. You know, when I look at my kids compared to myself or my, you know, siblings growing up, I think they're stronger, they're smarter, they're better behaved. And they've got so much going for them because they have the stability in their family because both of their parents have access to family supporting work. So we need to expand that promise to more families, particularly Black families, families of color across our city.
So the we're approaching our first break here, Mayor. You know, in 30 seconds or so, what do you see in the next 6 months, a year, or put it this way, the first 100 days of your official term on economic development? What's the first thing you're going to do? You got 20 seconds.
Yeah, first thing I want to work at is corralling business leaders, particularly downtown, to get them around the room and try to find ways to raise wages for their service workers, whether they're sweeping the floor, doing security job, doing food prep, find a way to bring those folks into a position where their jobs are now family sustaining.
All right, thank you. We are here with the mayor of Milwaukee, Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson. We'll be back after the break to talk much more about what's going on in Milwaukee.